Stocks are coming through, eggs, as it comes. People obviously under a lot of stress now under mine. So things are in the pipeline. You know, things that don't normally sell that sold out quickly will get replenished again. And then persons take it every day as it comes. If you can't buy apples, maybe you might have to take pears eventually. We don't know where this is going to go. At this stage, enough sugar coming, enough oil, milk, basics, essentials. We're just not allowed to sell cigarettes or anything like that.
So, shelves look nice and full, John.
We have a normally a night shift. So every night we replenish. Normally the pick and pay truck will come in the middle of the night. We'll pack the fresh veggies out, we'll pack the chicken and everything else that comes with it. So at this stage, they're saying it's all as normal. So no need for panic. As they've been advertising, government's been advertising it. So.
Right. And how have people been responding to your strict measures that you having here at the door?
We had a little bit of problems this morning. Not everybody is at the same respect for the danger of the coronavirus. People say they live together. Why must they stand a meter apart? Obviously, once you allow two people to stand next to each other, you may as well allow everybody. So the law is very clear. More than a meter apart, and that's the law says that, isn't it? We can't compromise being closed by the police because we don't adhere to the rules. And as you see now, there's 50 people in. Once you saturate inside, one out, one in. So at least we open, at least we provide the service. If we don't listen to it, we get closed, then where are people going to get their food?